Continuation of the Life of St. Teresa, Episode 42. Before her hopes for a foundation of friars could be fulfilled, Teresa had to carry forward her plans for the first foundation of nuns at Medina del Campo. The tribulations she endured were typical of many of her future foundations, but it would take too long to relate them in detail. The following extract must suffice. We arrived in Medina del Campo on the eve of Our Lady's Feast in August at 12 midnight. We dismounted at the Monastery of St. Anne's so as not to make a noise, and proceeded to the house on foot. It was by the great mercy of God that we were not struck by any of the bulls being corralled at that hour for the next day's run. We were so engrossed in what we were doing that we didn't pay any attention. However, the Lord, who always takes care of those who seek to serve him, and indeed that's what we were trying to do, kept us from being harmed. When we arrived at the house, we entered the courtyard. The walls seemed to me to be quite dilapidated, but not as dilapidated as they looked when daylight came. When we saw the entranceway, it was necessary to clear away the dirt, since overhead was nothing else but a rustic roof of bare tile. Because the walls were not plastered, the night almost over, and all we had were some blankets. I believe there were three, which for the whole length of the entrance were nothing. I didn't know what to do, for I saw that the place wasn't suitable for an altar. It pleased the Lord, who wanted the place to be prepared immediately, that the butler of that lady who was the owner had at her house many tapestries belonging to her, and a blue damask bed hanging. And the lady told him to give us whatever we wanted, for she was very good. When I saw such nice furnishings, I praised the Lord, and so did the others. Although we didn't know what to do for nails, nor was it the hour for buying them. We began to look in the walls. Finally, through much effort, a supply was found. With some of the men hanging the tapestries and we cleaning the floor, we worked so quickly that when dawn came, the altar was set up and a little bell placed in the corridor, and immediately Mass was said. I was very happy, because for me it is the greatest consolation to see one church more where the Blessed Sacrament is preserved.